strengths and weaknesses on a team. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have 2 master's degrees in education, and we have developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students, who are 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about teamwork. I work with others positively to reach our goals. And earlier, we defined different teams that we might be on. And then last week, we talked about what causes our team to be successful or to fail. And today, we're talking about strengths and weaknesses, right? We all bring strengths and weaknesses to the teams that we are on. We all do. The goal or the trick is being able to recognize where we are strong and where we need help. Because if we're not honest with ourselves about that, the team might not be as successful as it could be. So we need to be honest about where we are strong and where we are weaker. And maybe your strength is in your ability to listen to others, and you are great at hearing what they have to say. But your weakness is in responding back, because it makes you nervous to talk out loud. It makes you anxious to share your opinions because you're afraid you're going to be judged. So knowing those 2 things is really, really helpful, because then you can be like, you know what? My strength is that I'm a great listener, but I'm not always the greatest at sharing the information back. I'm more comfortable emailing it to you. Is that okay? And your teammates may be like, sure, absolutely. Or it may be something that you continually work to get better at so that you grow that skill. Because remember, nobody grows in their comfort zone. Another strength you might have is that you bring a lot of energy and you're a very motivating person, and you're able to mentor people and bring out the best in them, and you have this positive energy that goes along with it. That's a great strength to have that goes along the way. But you have to be honest with yourself and know that that is your strength, that that is something that you can contribute to the team. On the other side of it, you have to know where you might be weak. What might hold the team back from being successful, because that's not your strong ability. Maybe you are not so great at actually using a computer. You'd rather have a face-to-face conversation because of how positive and energizing you are. And sitting on the computer and typing up the reports is not your thing. And that's where you're weakest at. The only way to help the team succeed is to make sure you know both sides of that coin. And then you're open to all the things that you can learn from your team. You can learn how to get something done together so that you accomplish the same goal. You can learn how to divide up the work in a fair and equitable manner so that everybody has a piece of the project. And you might get some new ideas or other ways of viewing something that will help you with later projects down the road. You know, our elementary and junior high students, they find themselves on different team projects, and I hear them talk about how it's not fair that I'm doing all the work and this person's not. And it's important for us to learn as team members how to advocate for what we need, how to divide up the work in an equal manner, and how to make sure that we're listening to each other in a fair and respectable way. So that, you know, as we grow our teamwork skills, we are able to meet our goals and have a positive experience at the same time. So we're going to finish up teamwork next week talking about when we might have to actually go against the team, because that's also an important aspect of teamwork too. It's about keeping those eyes open, but we'll get to that next week. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.